The remaining Mishnahs of this Perek talk about leather kalim that can become tomei via tumas midros, which means that at least one of their purposes for which the items are designated is to support the weight of a person. And these examples include av kasus, a leather bag which is used for holding clothes, for tachrich kasus, or leather material that is wrapped around clothes. Although, of course, the main purpose of these items is for holding the clothes, nevertheless, they were also used for supporting the weight of somebody. People would use them as kind of cushions, and therefore that is enough for it to be considered a kli that can become tomei with midros, tumas midros, which is when a zov, or somebody who has a similar level of impurity, sits or supports his weight on that item. The item itself will become an av hatuma, a very high level or and a primary level of impurity. Av argomon, a leather bag which is used for holding purple wool, which is very expensive and valuable, the tachrich argomon, or leather which is used to wrap around the purple wool, bishamai say midras, it can become tomei via tumas midras, because occasionally people would sit on it, they would use it as a kind of cushion, say. However, that tomei mace, it can only become tomei from a dead body or other sources of impurity, but tumas midros itself would not apply, since very rarely would somebody sit on it because of the expensive wool, he wouldn't want to ruin it, and there would be a danger of spoiling that wool by sitting on it. So even if on the rare occasion somebody would use it to support his weight, it's not considered to be something, a purpose for which it is designated. Now the Mishnah taught in Perek Tes Zayin 10 parakim ago, 10 chapters ago, that something that is a cover cannot become tomei. Since the Torah talks about kalim which are used for performing work, if the entire purpose and designation of a particular kli is merely as a cover for something else, that is not considered to be a performance of any work, and as such, it cannot become tomei. This Mishnah adds that Ursha Asoy Chipul, a kli, leather that one made as a cover for a kli, tohar, cannot become tomei, even if the leather is shaped in such a way that it can hold things and be a container. And the reason for this is identical to the Mishnah that was stated 10 parakim ago. Lemishkolais, if somebody made the leather as a cover for weights of balance scales, it would cover the weights themselves, which were used for the scales, in order that the weights wouldn't wear out, which would, apart from anything else, change their weight. Such a cover, tomei, can become tomei, because this is not just a cover which is placed on top of it. The weights would often be placed inside of these pieces of leather, which makes the leather a real container that therefore can become tomei, although, of course, it would only be able to become tomei from sources of impurity like a dead body, but not via tumas medros. It's not considered to be something designated for supporting the weight of a person. It is interesting that the Mishnah chose to state this law over here, even though we're in the middle of the list of things that can become tomei via tumas medros. This point does require further clarification. Be it as it may, Rabbi Yosi Mitarim Shem Oviv, Rabbi Yosi says that even this leather, which is used for covering or being placed around the weights, even that cannot become tomei. Rabbi Yosi said this in the name of his father, Rabbi Chalafta, because the truth is that this piece of leather usually would just cover the weight. It's true that the weight could be placed inside of the leather cover. More often than not, it was just placed on top of the weights, which means that it's considered to be a regular cover that doesn't perform work and therefore cannot become tomei. Mishnah Zayin, the previous perek, the previous chapter, ended off with a rule that a item can gain the status of a kli that can become tomei, even if the owner of that item just intends to use it for a particular purpose that would make it tomei. Even if he doesn't change that item in any way physically, the mere intention and designation in his mind for the use of something that would make it tomei is enough to allow it to become tomei. For example, if a ring is being used by an animal and the owner has the intention to use it as the ring for a person, a human being, then it would already be able to become tomei by that mere designation in his mind. On the other hand, if it was already considered to be a kli and he has the intention to now, for example, use that ring for the sake of an animal, unless he physically changes the ring, it would not lose its status of a kli once it has become a kli. This Mishnah elaborates on that rule. Any case where there is nothing lacking in the processing of that item for the sake of the purpose that the person designates it for in his mind, so then we are able to say that machshava metamaton, the mere designation and the intention in his mind, would be enough to make it tomei. But in any case where there is still something lacking in the processing of that item for the sake of the purpose for which he wants to use it, then ein machshava metamaton, the mere designation and intention in his mind is not enough to make it tomei, because it's not yet fit for use. Ela ha'utzba, the exception to that is an utzba, which is a piece of leather used to cover a saddle, even though in general one would cut the leather neatly so that it could be a proper cover over the saddle. Nevertheless, people were not so particular about this, and even if the piece of leather hasn't yet been cut to size properly, people wouldn't hold themselves back from using such a piece of leather for that purpose, even if they wouldn't cut it to size properly. Maybe in the future they plan to cut it to size properly, but they're happy to use it in its current state as well. So in that case, even if he has the intention now and he hasn't yet cut the leather to size, it would be able to become tomei by his mere intention to use it for the sake of the cover of the saddle. But for the vast majority of items, the intention that he has is only going to give the status of a kli to the item if the other conditions for a kli are fulfilled, the most basic one being that it's considered to be a completed kli. Mishnah Ches, this Mishnah applies the rule that was stated in the previous Mishnah to a couple of examples. Oiros balabais, animal hides from which leather is made, which is owned by somebody at home, he's not using it for professional use, he's not planning on selling the leather to other people. In that case, machshava metamaton, his intentions will make it tomei, as long as there is nothing significant lacking in the processing of that leather. If he has the intention to use it for a particular purpose which would allow the kli to become tomei, then it would become tomei immediately. It would become fit to become tomei immediately. However, vishal abdon, leather which is owned by somebody who deals with leather professionally and sells leather, even if he himself has the intention to use it personally for something, ein machshava metamaton, that intention would not allow the leather to become tomei already, because he's very likely to change his mind and just end up selling that piece of leather, just like the vast majority of leather that he deals with. Okay, so temporarily he decides to use it for himself, but he'll very readily sell it on to somebody else, and the person who buys it will most likely use it for a different purpose. So in terms of the ultimate purpose for which the item is, so to speak, destined to be used for, it is not considered to be completed yet. And since the likelihood is that he is going to end up selling it on to somebody else, whatever he designates it for currently is not considered to be a full permanent designation, and therefore it would not be able to become tomei. That having been said, if he does physically change the leather and he shapes it into a particular kli for which he wants to use it, then obviously it would be able to become tomei, because now he has shown that it's going to be used as his kli. Alright, the law is that if somebody steals an item from its owner, and the owner later on has yiush, which means that he gives up hope of ever getting back that item, although the thief is obviously still obligated to compensate the person from whom he stole, and is obligated to pay him the value of the item itself he becomes the owner of. The truth is, it's not so simple that yiush alone makes him the owner of the item. It could be that in addition to that, the item needs to change in some way, and an example of such a change would be if the name of the item changes. That is essentially a sign that the entire item is now designated for something else. Until now it was a piece of leather, for example, and now it's considered to be the cover of a saddle. People call it something else, so it's considered to have changed. If that happens, together with the yiush, the giving up of ever getting it back, which the owner himself feels, that would make the person who stole it the owner of the item, and from that point onwards, the thief would only be obligated to pay the value, the money, or the worth of that item, but not the item itself. The item itself, he would be the legal owner. Says the Mishnah, Shalganov, a leather item that somebody steals in secret. The owner doesn't know who the thief is, and because of that, the owner is most likely to have yush, he'll give up hope of ever getting the item back. And because of that, machshava mitamaton, the intention that the thief has with regards to that item, if he designates the leather, for example, to be used as the cover of a saddle, a combination of the yush which the owner had and the fact that the leather is now going to be considered to be something else, it's no longer just a piece of leather, it's going to be called by a different name, it's now the cover of a saddle. A combination of those two things makes him the owner of that leather. And interestingly, even though it's the change that the leather undergoes that makes him the owner of the item, but until it has that change, he's not the owner, and only the intention that the owner has in terms of that item is relevant. Nevertheless, the Mishnah seems to teach us that it's enough that simultaneously to the change of name that the item undergoes, he becomes the owner. That's enough for his intention to have relevance and to actually give the status of a kli to that item. Mishal Gazlan, on the other hand, a thief who steals openly in front of the owner, so the owner knows who he is, but the thief forcibly takes it from him. In this case, the owner is not going to give up hope of getting the item back. He'll take the person to court, and therefore, in machshava mitamaton, the thought that the thief has with regards to that item will not make the item tomei, because the change of name alone is not enough to make him the owner. You need the original owner to give up hope of getting it back as well. And since that doesn't happen, so the thief is not going to simultaneously become the owner of the item, which in turn means that his intentions with regards to that item are totally irrelevant, so the item would not be able to become tamei. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says that actually, chiluf hadvarim, it's the opposite. Shel gazlon, with regards to a thief who steals in front of the owner, and the owner knows who it is, it's in that case that the owner gives up hope of ever getting it back. Because he's frightened of the gazlan. We're talking about a very bold person who stole in front of the owner. He must have done it by force. And such a person, the owner assumes that even if he goes to court, they'll never be able to get the item back from him. And in that case, he gives up hope of getting it back. He has yush. So therefore, machshava mitamaton, the intention that the gazlan has with regards to the item would make it tomei, because via that same intention, he would also become the owner. Vishal Ganov, however, the intentions that the Ganov has, the one who steals secretly and the owner does not know who it is, the owner at least thinks, okay, there's a chance that I might get the item back. They might catch the thief. So it's in that case that he does not have yush, he does not give up hope of ever getting it back, and therefore, imach shav metamaton, the intentions that the Ganov has, the thief, would not make the item tomei mipnei shelo nisyash v'abaylim, because the owner didn't give up hope of ever getting it back. So the thief is not going to become the owner at all, which means that his intentions are irrelevant. Mishnah Tetz. This Mishnah focuses on the second half of the rule that once the item is considered to be a kli, to remove the status of a kli from the item, a mere intention is not enough. Rather, one needs to do a physical action. The question is, how much of a physical action and a physical change to the item needs to occur? Urshu Tomei Midras, leather which is Tomei from Tumas Midras, it's designated for the purpose of supporting one's weight, it's used as a kind of cushion or a rag, v'chishav olav l'ritzoi sul sandolin, and the owner had the intention to use it as straps or for the sake of pieces of leather used as part of sandals or shoes. Those pieces of leather, these straps, are not able to become tomei. Kivan shenosan boy esor ismel, as soon as he places the knife into the leather in order to cut it, tohar, that is enough to remove the status of a kli from the item, it would no longer be able to become tomei, even though he hasn't really physically changed it at all. As soon as he puts the knife in, it's clear that he's certainly going to change the item, and that is sufficient to remove the status of a kli from the item. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It appears that Rabbi Yehuda understands that the reason why a physical action is required is only so that we see that his intention is genuine and he's actually going to go through with that change. So as soon as that is clear, by him placing the knife into the leather, it would no longer be able to become Tomei. But the Chachom say, only if he actually reduces the size of the leather to be less than 5 by 5 tfachim, that's the minimum size that the leather needs to be for it to become Tomei via Tumas Midras. According to the Chachomim, the physical change to the item actually has to occur. The reason why we need a physical action is not just so that we see that the intention is genuine, but it's because we need a physical change to the item for it to lose its status of a kli. Now, according to the Chachomim, if somebody physically changed the leather into a new kli, even if it's larger than 5x5 tfachim, if he makes it into a new kli that has a totally different purpose, and we're able to see that it's now being used for as a different kli, if that new kli is not something designated to support the weight of a person, so then it wouldn't be fit for Tumas Midras anymore, even according to the Chachomim. But Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik says, Afo isimit pachas min ha'or, even if somebody changes the leather into a serviette or a napkin, so it's considered to be a totally new kli that is not used for supporting the weight of a person. Nevertheless, since it is fit for Tumas Midras, it's the minimum size that is necessary for Tumas Midras, it therefore does not lose its status of being something that can become Tomei via Tumas Midras. Only if Umina Keses, originally the leather was part of a mattress, and now he turned it into a napkin, since this physical change altered its entire designation to be something totally different, so then even Rabbi Elazar Tzaddik agrees that Tahira, it would be pure, it would lose its Tumas Midras, and from now onwards it would be able to become Tomei via other sources of impurity. But in the case where he changes the leather rug to a napkin, since essentially it's the same thing, just smaller, it would not lose its original status.